Where are you going for the mic? That's new and shiny, right?
Starting on Wednesday, March 12th, 2025, the Charlotte Street Art Center started a new workshop for parents with babies aged 0 to 12 months called Baby Crafters. To find out more, I sat down with the workshop's organizer, Tizania Zevalos, and her daughter. So a warning for listeners allergic to cuteness, this story contains plenty of cooing and other baby sounds.
Baby Crafters is a six-week class that happens on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. till noon. And the intention of the class is to bring people together that have young babies, oftentimes parents that are on maternity leave, and that want to be creative, do crafts, artsy things, and want to be in community. And we meet for 2 hours to do artsy things in collaboration with babies. Last class, we were doing collages. The three-month-old was napping beautifully. But the seven-month-old was ripping paper and magazines and, you know, just like having fun with the materials. I think the hope is that babies can be involved as much as parents would like to involve them.
Tizania noted that the class is intended to provide an outlet for both new parents and parents with multiple children.
I think I can speak just from my experience that since having a baby, there's a lot of limitations on places that you can access and that a lot of limitations of what you can do because your schedule is completely dictated by what your baby needs. I think that it just provides a space that it's designed for parents with babies, and I think that helps with feeling included. I know from personal experience and from other parents that have commented on their experience that motherhood and parenthood can be very isolating. There's many people that experience postpartum depression, anxiety, rage, and a whole range of emotions as you are, you know, raising a tiny human. I think that this space is important because it provides a place for connection and just the medium to express maybe feelings that you didn't realize needed to be expressed. And that can be like from the very happy to the very sad. And you don't have to have like a completed work of art. It is just about being expressive and creative and using your hands. A participant last class said that they were using a part of their brain they hadn't in a long time. I don't know, I think it helps with stress. It can be very healing. It can be fun.
Tizania also emphasized that the physical location of the workshop played a major role in providing that outlet and safe space for parents to come together.
The Charlotte Street Art Center is incredibly accessible for parents and babies. No, it is true. Like, you just, all of the doors are automatic if you press a button. It's easy to come in with a stroller. You have elevators that take you right to the class. They were super kind and created a designated space for it to be a stroller parking. Then you have a bathroom that is on the same level, and they created a changing table. They cleaned the floor, you know, like they vacuumed and mopped an hour before babies arrived. So the floor was pristine for babies to be able to, you know, just like roll around. They provided mats if you would want it to sit with your baby. There's complimentary tea and coffee. It's an experience thought from the perspective of a parent that is navigating life with a baby.
Finally, Tizania echoed the Art Center's commitment to accessibility.
Something that I like to say is that many people, when they see 10 to noon, they think that it's the 2 hours of just go, 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 when in reality, what we've tried to make this space be, it's your time, it's your space to be creative and have fun. If you're a little bit late, that's completely okay. If you have to leave early, that is completely okay as well. It can be a little bit intimidating thinking that you have to be there like at 10 and that you're gonna stay for the full 2 hours. What if your baby has to nap? What if your baby has a blowout? What if? We really are working around the schedule of our babies. So if your baby is, you know, like taking a nap, you're not going to wake your baby. Or like if you don't want to wake your baby, like you don't have to rush. And I think that that is many times the experience when you sign up for things, that you're constantly rushing. And so the intention, at least with this class, is that you can come whenever it is that you can. If you're able to hold scissors because your baby allows you to, then amazing. If not, like, we can rip, you know, just like magazines and work that way. If you just come and enjoy the time with other people, chatting with other parents and having a coffee, and you don't touch any of the materials, that is also completely okay. We're not looking for perfection, but just a good time.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.